we call this Extra Point, and we welcome into the cauldron Paul Schwartz of the New York Post. So, Paul, item number one up here for you is the script, and maybe the script for the Giants needs to change offensively.
All right, Howard, the script, rip it up. They have not scored in the first quarter. Their first four drives, their first drive in each of the four games, nothing. Rip up the script, get a new one.
Well, you know, the script thing is kind of strange because what the script really does is for you to see what the other team's doing in those plays. If you don't execute, if someone drops a ball, that's not McAdoo. If someone misses the block, that's not McAdoo. Players make plays. Coaches are not the guys. They make the call. You have to execute. If you don't execute, it's not really your
execution
fault.
Execution is always important. It's the most important thing, but the script has to change as well. You can't have negative yards on three or four drives, period.
But let me ask you this. In the Philadelphia game, the first two drives of the game, they're driving, they're in plus territory, and then Beckham drops what should have been a third down catch, and then they didn't block on a running play on a third and short.
The Eagles game is the only game where they got a couple of first downs on their first drive. The thing is that at the start of these games, the offense sets an incredibly negative, depressing tone. In three of the four games it's happened, it's inexcusable.
So let me ask you something. Is there a magical formula you can make calls and these guys will actually make the plays?
No, but there's better formula. And he has to come up with a better formula.
That's awesome. I've heard that for years as a player. I take offense to that. And the reason why I take offense to that, because I know players make plays. You can call whatever you want. I can make it work.
So running back, we talked about the lack of a running game. The Giants have really struggled this year. You think that they have a solution on the roster?
Well, you know what I think they should do? Drastic times call for drastic action. Start Wayne Gallman. He's a rookie. He looks like the best running back on the team right now. Start Wayne Gallman. Get a spark.
Well, see, Gallman, I watched him play against Alabama in the two championship games. I always thought he was going to be a good running back. I think the thing with running backs is you have to be able to protect the most valuable player on the team, and that's Eli Manning. If he can do all the blitz pickups, if he can do all the things to protect Eli in the passing game, I know he can catch out of the backfield. I'm sure he can run the ball. But if you cannot protect the quarterback, that's all that matters.
He had an excellent blitz pickup in the game.
Yes, he did.
I say, put him out there. Let's go. Let's go. Wayne Gallman. It's Wayne Gallman time.
My next question to you is maybe keeping some things in-house. Odell Beckham Jr. kind of revealed a conversation that he had with Vernon Hargraves of the Tampa Bay Bucks last week.
Yeah, I don't know. Look, I don't want to get inside Odell's head because I think it's very crowded in there, okay? I don't know if there's room for me in there.
I think he's just talking out in general. I mean, he's just explaining things. I think in today's world, athletes are relevant because they're on Twitter, they're on Instagram, they're on Snapchat. They got all these things going on. When you say something out loud, you can't decide, okay, if he had told a reporter that, just specifically, oh, I spoke to so-and-so, and it goes out everywhere, then it's great. But if he just says it in that kind of context, doesn't really mean anything.
Well, he told a bunch of reporters
about
a conversation
anything.
He had with another player on the team. It doesn't make Ben McAdoo look good. Doesn't make the Giants look good. I don't think he was calling out his coach. It just doesn't make anybody look good. It's silly.
I think I think, again, that, you know, you're reading a little bit. And I'm not defending Odell in any meant. I think you're reading too much into it. If a team says, hey, look, we knew what you guys were running, and you say it out loud, then, hey, they knew what we were running.
All right, so speaking of that, is it time to simplify?
Well, you know what, Howard, I'm sure you've heard this all those years when you're playing. We have to simplify things. Well, simplify what? We're just going to line up and play? I understand he wants guys to play faster, but you can't just throw out everything.
I think to simplify means, you know, you want to be more basic in your formations and have a base of things. You can connect things from a simple standpoint. Everything's built on one format, and you grow out from there. If you start with the format and then try to shrink it down, it's hard. So you start from the bottom, you go out.
Here's what I would say. If simplify means if the guy's in front of you with the ball, tackle him, I'm all for simplifying. And if simplify means if the guy's in front of you, I have to block you, I block you, I'm all for simplifying.
I think that's an offensive standpoint. He's not talking about simplify from the defense standpoint. They still got to make plays.
I think they say he wanted to simplify everything, even on defense, too, because of all the big plays.
You got to make plays.
Your tackling point was good. Paul, thanks for joining us here on Extra Point.